choices, and therefore can be wired out. Our brain is neuroplastic. It can change and regrow. In addition, God has built in the operating principle of neurogenesis. New nerve cells are birthed daily for our mental benefit. This sounds like Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 and 23. The Lord's mercies are new every morning. This book shows you how to get back control over your thoughts and renew, as in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, and rewire your brain in the direction you were originally designed to go. Based solidly on the latest neuroscientific research on the brain, as well as my clinical experience and research, you will learn how thoughts impact your spirit, soul, and body. You will also learn how to detox your thoughts using my practical, detailed, and easy-to-use 21-day brain detox plan. The application is for all walks of life. You won't forgive that person, get rid of that anxiety or depression, follow that essential preventative health care, strive to that intellectual level you know you are capable of, follow that dream, eat that organic food, do that diet, be that great parent or husband or wife or friend, get that promotion, or make other changes to create a quality, positive lifestyle, unless you first choose to get your mind right and switch on your brain. After all, the ability to think and choose and to use your mind correctly is often the hardest step, but it is the first and most powerful step. If you realized how powerful your thoughts are, you would never think a negative thought. Peace, Pilgrim. Introduction. Switch on your brain with hope. Main scripture. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Linked science concept. Thoughts are real physical things that occupy mental real estate. Moment by moment, every day, you are changing the structure of your brain through your thinking. When we hope, it is an activity of the mind that changes the structure of our brain in a positive and normal direction. It was only a few decades ago that scientists, including those who trained me, considered the brain to be a fixed and hardwired machine. This view saw the damaged brain as incurable. They believed brain damage was hopeless and untreatable, whether the effects were from stroke, cardiovascular event, traumatic brain injury, learning disabilities, traumas, PTSD, OCD, depression, anxiety, even aging. All of these causes and conditions were seen as largely irreversible. Because this was the presiding view of the brain, I was trained back in the 80s to teach my patients compensation, not restoration of function. I was trained in the conventional wisdom of the time that said brain normality was an impossibility for those with mental limitations or brain damage of any kind. Being a student of the Bible, however, I was deeply familiar with and constantly comforted by Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. NIV. I knew this famous and fabulous renewing of the mind passage was a truth I needed to apply to my patients' care to help them overcome their deficits. So my relentless search of this truth as a scientist began. I was struck by how my patients, using the therapeutic techniques I was developing from my research, belied the negative picture conventional science presented of the human brain at that time. These results confirmed that the brain, far from being fixed in toxicity, can change even in the most challenging neurological situations. I was in awe of what each patient displayed in terms of what you can do when you set your mind to it. Each new scientific study in this direction confirmed what I knew intuitively to be true. We are not victims of our biology or circumstances. How we react to the events and circumstances of life can have an enormous impact on our mental and even physical health. As we